Hi everybody, my name is Carl. I'm from Quebec, Canada. I'm 26 years old. Today I got married to my wife, Roxanne. Basically our story is that we met about 5 years ago. From the very beginning, we loved each other a lot. We really had a lot in common. We were both very interested in health, in living naturally. Roxanne told me from the first day we met that she wanted to have children, and I was 21 years old, so I didn't know what I was getting into, but 9 months later, she got pregnant, we had a child, and our relationship became very challenging. We weren't married, but more than that, we just had a really challenging time understanding each other, putting each other's needs first. Coming from the world, coming from the teachings of society, of my parents, and how I was raised, you know, my parents separated when I was young, and my mother had a lot of boyfriends, and my dad had a lot of girlfriends and stuff, and it was, so relationships, there was no, like, true real commitment. I hadn't seen that, as at least myself as a child, so all these years, you know, we Roxanne and I were together, we wanted to make it work because we had a child. We wanted to, you know, even though the challenges were difficult, etc., we're trying to make efforts to make it work. But to be fully honest, and I think it would be the same with her, is that we weren't 100% committed to each other. You know, at least for me, I was not 100% committed. I thought, you know, I want to make it work, but it's so hard, you know, maybe we're not compatible. Maybe we could find people that were more compatible with. I could find someone that was more compatible with me, same thing for Roxanne, and maybe that would be better. So many times during our relationship, we thought maybe it's better if we break up, we separate, we live separately, we co-parent. You know, all these things came up and were brought on the table as possibilities. So about, I guess, a month and a half ago, Roxanne and I had a big fight. We were, you know, on the verge of breaking up. We had some really intense challenges previously, and I prayed and asked if God could help me, if God could, you know, help our relationship, or, you know, show me, guide me, help me, support us, or just show us what the right thing to do is. And the day I prayed, I met Chris in the park in Vilcabamba, same day, and Chris invited us to a fellowship they were having. No pressure. He said, we're meeting in the park and we're going to have this fellowship. It's, you know, Christian based. We're followers of disciples of Jesus. And so I told Roxy about it. And we fought again, I think, and we decided to go. Roxy went first and all the ladies started praying for her. She talked a little bit about the struggles we were having. And then I came and the men were very supportive. They wanted to support, you know, us, and so we started going to the fellowship every week. And one of the first thing that came about was that, well, you guys are struggling because you're not married. But first of all, you have to figure out your relationship with God and you, and you know, your relationship with your Heavenly Father. And not too long afterwards, a couple weeks afterwards, we came to Chris's house, and there was two people getting baptized. We decided to get baptized. Commit our life to the righteous path, which is what I like to call it, is like the righteous path, you know. Jesus's message, Jesus' teachings are, you know, how to live a righteous life. So we committed to that, and then, you know, people in the fellowship said, well, you're not married, so basically you're in sin since you're living together, you're being intimate, etc., but you're not married in the eyes of God, you're not fully committed to one another. So it took me a while, it was challenging, but something just started to grow inside of me, and eventually I had the realization that the right thing to do for me right now, you know, for our family, for our son, and for my personal growth, was to marry Roxanne, and she wanted to marry me as well, and so we announced to our friends and our fellowship we're going to get married. So today we finally took that step. And honestly, I had told Roxanne I wanted to marry her many times in the past, and then I would go back on it, be like, it's so hard, you know, I don't know if it's the right thing, what if we you know, wake up in 10 years, like, we've wasted 10 years trying to make it work, etc. Now, I really see that, I mean, I really can, like, today, I really was able to say my vows, you know, with full confidence and full trust that, you know, that's really what I want, and that's really the right thing to do, and that's really the best experience for me as a human being, as a person, to grow and become a better person, to really learn to love unconditionally, to really learn to get out of myself and my selfishness, my selfish ways, and to really be able to worship and serve. And so this is our story. Today was an amazing day, beautiful ceremony with, you know, amazing people with their beautiful hearts full of love, their support. This is basically what I was telling some friends earlier, that without the fellowship, I don't think Roxy and I, we would have really known how to make it work. You know, we were really on the verge of separating, and now I feel more in love with her than ever, really, right now. And I just know it's the right thing to do, and I just know it's the best thing to do for all of us, for our family, for our son. Our hopes for the future is that we'll, you know, keep growing together, keep being fruitful, learn to work together, synergize, create some projects together, help others. Mm-hmm. And eventually I can really see that we'll be able to also support and help other young couples who are struggling by showing them, by telling them how we were able to get out of that, how to transcend and all the challenges we were having. So thank you, Chris. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Roxanne. I love you. And I love you guys.
All right.
Same. Wow. Okay. My journey to finding Carl began when I got out of high school. I started eating fruits and vegetables, the Garden of Eden diet, Genesis, and diet. And I had a vision of having children. And part of that vision was having a really righteous man with high ideals as the father of my children. And that brought me, 10 years later, to Ecuador, searching for my soulmate to be fruitful and have children. And we met the first day I arrived. And I told him from the very get-go, I came to Ecuador to meet my soulmate and to have children and to live in nature and to raise them in nature. And Carl was like, I'm in. we got together 2 weeks later. But so pretty soon from the time that we got together, maybe at least a month in max, we started having severe power struggles, and our egos were head to head. And for the last almost 5 years, come September, we've been struggling, having a power struggle, and we didn't really bring God into it. Unfortunately, part of the process of being together was the breaking down of a lot of our spirituality. We had a lot of different false beliefs, but we had a lot of pure beliefs that we basically got lost and couldn't find our way. And through fasting this year, Jesus came into our life, but we lost our way again. And through an extremely painful experience a month and a half ago, Carl met Christian after praying for help. And and the beginning of our brothers and sisterhood in this fellowship began because of that. And we've been cultivating that relationship with God, the Creator, and Jesus Christ, His Son, and His laws, and His commandments, and His covenants, and incorporating, basically, I guess, almost like fertilizing our roots with some good hummus, some good soil, some truth, and some powerful truth that's really been helping us to grow strong, help our our connection with our own soul and spirit and our connection with God, and to be able to, we just have a good great foundation to start to be clear in our minds and in our hearts and in our emotions. And we've gone through a literal transformation of our relationship that is really just going up and up and up. We've been challenged many times, even just in the last weeks, and we have overcome. And not only have we overcome, it's in a total different way than any other time that we managed not to break up. This is actually, we're going up, you know, we're going to the top of that mountain, and may the top be till death do we part. And so, Carl and I have a lot in common, and we have, now that we have some clear understanding of what love and forgiveness is through God and through Jesus, we have a lot of visions and dreams for our future, and we are just asking Creator to help guide us, guide our minds, guide our emotions, guide our spirits, guide the people around us, and that we may be of service, and that we may actually complete our mission here on this planet before we die. I love you. Thank you for today.
Come on. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.